This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who will explain the meaning of a toot.
Monday morning is given. I'll be D-R-A-G-N dragon. And that's what happens in a little honky tonk.
Is there a Monday in here somewhere? I like the song. I don't even know who that is. Who is that?
It's George Strait.
I knew I liked that. I like George Strait a lot.
He said Monday morning will be dragon.
Monday morning will be dragon. Okay, all right. This is a program for all day long. It's the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, celebrating a lot of different things, including patience. I don't mean patience like at a doctor's office or... That's one of those words, right? We have homonyms, words that sound the same, but they mean something different. A patient or patience is something that we need when we're going too fast. Calm down. And then if you're a patient, you're in the hospital, you're in the doctor's room, you get that, right? Okay. And I just have come across something that really made me think, Jay. Mm-hmm. The phrase from Benjamin Disraeli, patience is a necessary ingredient of genius. How about them apples?
That is true. Mm-hmm.
Right? Patience is a necessary ingredient of genius. So, take good care of yourself. Genius, patience, when it comes to a lot of different, it's hard for those of us who want to get it done. I'm a let's get it done right now sort of person, right? You know that. Much as I sometimes am, I have my children, I have Jay, I have people on the farm that their job is to save me from me. And that's not always an easy thing to do. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I have to save you at all. I think your head's pretty mild.
Yeah, especially days where I am having kind of a bad fibro flare and my words aren't coming to me.
Yeah.
Sometimes my brain feels like I'm reaching for something, and whether it's there, I'm just trying to sift through things, or it's just not there. I think, I hate to say, like, you help me speak, but a lot of times
when I'm in those moments,
you really help me, you help me speak, or if I feel like I didn't make sense in what I said, there are times where I don't know what this is, and I hope I'm not alone in this, but if I am reading something, I will mispronounce a word. I know, like, the state of Oregon, if I am reading that state, I will say Oregon every single time,
Oregon.
And I can't control it. I can hear that
Oregon.
It's wrong.
Well,
I know
right.
that it's incorrect, but I will say it that way every single time, and I don't know what that is.
It's okay. That's what it is. It's okay.
It's okay.
The folks at USA Today last week announced a group of women who they say that from their reckoning are the women of the year. I think Jay belongs in this category, as does Jennifer. But the women they included in the list, you may have seen this last week in USA Today. Let's see, they included Eva Longoria, who is a woman of the year because she pushes in the work that she does for accurate portrayals of Latinos. Then there's Ashley Spivey, who is from Nebraska. She's one of the women of the year, according to USA Today, because she likes to work on matters of conscience when it comes to black mothers trying to improve the lives. And that is a big problem. We all know the black, I don't want to call it the community, but a lot of black fathers disappear. Not the white fathers don't either, but it's more of a problem with blacks, I think, than it is with whites. Let's see here. 17-year-old Eva Lighthizer of Montana challenging her state to consider how environmental change affects future generations. I guess you have to buy into environmental changes, which we all kind of have, but we interpret it different ways. Let's see here. They have four mothers who worked together after the Nashville Covenant school shooting to make schools in Nashville safer. Was that, did they get together when you were still living in Nashville? Or is that a post-Jay living in
I think that was Nashville because of that shooting, which I was already back
in
England.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, let's see here. Dr. Melissa Gilliam is a pediatric gynecologist, become Boston University's first female president this summer. Okay, I'm not big on, well, I just don't. Maybe I'm even going down the wrong street by finding this Women of the Year. You know, Time has its Person of the Year, but we have this Black Woman of the Year and the White Women of the Year, and oh, they don't call it the White Women of the Year. They do call it the Black Women of the Year, or some other group. Isn't it interesting? I just thought about this. You don't hear about the Jewish Woman of the Year or the Jewish Man of the Year. Do you think that's, is that just me? Or when you think about it, we have a certain focus on Black people and Hispanics and those kind of minorities. But if you look around, most of us are minorities in one way or another. And then you can say, well, white guys are not a minority. Well, white guys who live in my neighborhood who are farmers are a minority. That is just the fact that we could create
farmers in
these
general
lists.
Are a minority.
Farmers, exactly. Right. And women farmers. There are more and more women farmers. Mm-hmm. Where are they on this list of Women of the Year? So I bring this up and then I get annoyed because it's kind of foolish. It doesn't represent. It's so, you know, so they say these people are Women of the Year. Fine. They have a right to do that. They run their paper. USA Today can do what they want to do. I'm not buying it by itself. By the way, speaking of Jewish things, the children in the Gaza, this whole business of what's happened in the last 4 or 5 days and how it's been portrayed by the news media, I saw something last night that so irked me, so annoyed me. It was akin, but it was worse than what I was annoyed by. I think we were talking about this on Friday morning in the countdown, Jay, how the various news media have taken the things from the Hamas spokesperson and run with it as if it was the truth, as if it was factual, as if it was accurate. Nothing could be further from the truth. Is it a fact that children in Gaza are dying from malnutrition? Yes. That is a fact. Is
children
it a fact that children
mm-hmm.
and adults are being killed in the in this war? Yes, that's an absolute fact. But to have the story, and this was repeated all weekend. I checked on the NPR radio coverage of this and also the PBS television coverage of this and other liberal versus conservative media that want to blame the Israelis for everything. The Israelis didn't start this. They perhaps could have stopped it from being as bad as it was when they first found out that there was going to be an attack like this. But to have some of the people talking, even Kamala Harris went down this road, not that she's the brightest light in town, and that's a whole nother, Jay and I were talking about this off air.
Yeah, that's horrifying. A good discussion topic, too, that a lot of times somebody who we don't necessarily respect what they have to say, we suddenly won't listen to them, even if they do make sense, even if they do have a valid point.
Right.
A lot of times we won't listen to a valid point based on who said it.
Well, I'm not bringing that. That is a good. She says things and nobody pays attention because normally she sounds like somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about. And most of the time she doesn't know what she's talking about. But the focus on the Hamas press release about what the Israelis were doing is an outrage beyond outrages. The fact that if you look at the video, and this is what has a lot of these people, they have just chosen not to look at it. The way the Palestinians attacked those vehicles that came in, and they were depriving, there was supposed to be some order And I don't know that they were shooting at these people specifically.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there was also a stampede of people who are dying because of starvation. You have these adults who are trying to get food for their children so their children don't die of starvation. Of course, it's not going to be just this orderly, lines up, especially when there's never enough food. And if you don't get there in time and get something, then you don't get anything at all. It's not like everybody was going to get something anyway. Of course, there's going to be a stampede. Yeah. The crisis is already too much.
You know, speaking of, this is not a crisis, but it may become a crisis, using artificial intelligence to supposedly bring people up to date on what the news of the day is. Over the weekend, there was an AI image that was promoted with Donald Trump and a group of black women. This is no more the truth than me being on the next spaceship to the moon. Supposedly, they're trying to, you know, and this is going to happen during this election. This is why AI is a real problem. Images of Donald Trump with black women in reality do not exist. The faked AI images of Donald Trump with black women do exist.
But what was the content or the subject title of this?
Well, it was something actually that appeared in England first. The faked images were first. The BBC was the first, as I'm looking around here, to put pieces together. You can see, if you look at the fake images, the images, the message here, Jay, the supporters of Trump who know how to use AI are generating all these images, and one of them is of black women encouraging African Americans to vote for Republicans. But if you look carefully at the picture, you know it's not really Donald Trump. It's not his face. I mean, like at this service, it kind of looks like it, but you can tell it was fake. It's like, what do they call it?
Superimposed.
When you, not even that. No, it's an artificial image. And I only use this as evidence, but there are all kinds of different things that are being created, and this is the latest one, at least as far as Trump is concerned, the fake images. But there are fake images everywhere, and that's what is going to be very distracting when it comes to the election season. 18 after the hour.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here, because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes, all from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text FLASH to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SLASH to 321-321. That's FLASH to 321-321.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few.
After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now 23 after the hour, here on the Good Day program, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. The relationship Courtney B. Vance has to his wife, Angela Bassett. Interesting, because it seems to have been up and down, but I think they're still married, are they not? There was a time when they seemed to be going in different directions, but I think, aren't they? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, I don't recall still, that. Yeah, no, they're still married. Yeah. I didn't realize they had those issues.
Yeah, no, there was a problem for a while. I remember that. Anyway, so Angela Bassett, somebody, I like her. She's in, been a lot of television. She's in a show now. Is it one of those fire shows, right? Isn't she? Like in the
911 or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. She also played Tina Turner. But this focus here is on the way that they live together, Courtney B. Vance and his wife, Angela Bassett, and how they have raised their children. And so I think there's a good lesson here, frankly, for all of us to pay attention to. So we'll get to the bottom line of their core existence after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I'm not Bush. Oh, not Bush.
Angela Bassett played Tina Turner in the movie. Did a great job on that. She is often the focal point of her physicality because she obviously works out. She has quite a musculature stature. To her, did she play somebody, or is that just the way she lives? Did she, like when, who was it that got, oh, when that boxing movie, that was, she got herself all muscled up. Hillary Swank, yeah, right. I just have a feeling that's the way she lives and takes care of herself.
Yeah,
anyway,
I think she's always been that way. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. Okay, so they have very strict rules, Courtney B. Vance and his wife, Angela Bassett, as to how to juggle their careers with raising their children. Apparently, they didn't do what a lot of Hollywood families do and hire nannies to take care of their children. It looks like somebody, their rule was somebody has to be home. We're never going to have both of us gone.
At least one parent has to be home at all times. So they'd always kind of juggle their schedules and calendars so that was happening. Or one person would work on a project, and then once that project wrapped, it was the next person's turn. And also to be that spectacular at your craft, at your job, because actors a lot of times, they're constantly unemployed, and they have to wait for the next role to book something.
Right.
And they have to have side jobs where these two people, as soon as it was their turn to go do a project, there was always going to be something waiting for them.
Well, this is thoughtful. This is provocative. She was interviewed in this Women Changing the World cover. This there's a lot of this stuff floating around now. Women of the World, etc., etc., etc. And she said she was following in her husband's footsteps, sort of. In terms of how they agree, you know how these magazines and these people interviews, they're always trying to find a crack. They're always trying to find something wrong with the people that they interview. And to the credit of Courtney B. Vance and his wife, Angela Bassett, they couldn't find anything but good. So good. Good for them. And it's a good lesson for all of us. Think about how you're raising your children or your grandchildren. Food for thought here on Good Day. 28 after the hour. Announcing the new MyPillow specials here on Good Day. Doug Steffen, if you are looking for the best prices ever when it comes to buying pillows and things that you need in your bedroom and your bathroom, then I have the address for you. It's MyPillow.com. And when you go in there and you buy stuff, look at the catalog that's online at MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS and get fabulous values and free shipping, like 50% off on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off on the new flannel sheets that they have, the six-pack of towel sets for $29.98, the new mattresses, the dog beds, the blankets, the couch pillows, everything is on sale. Fabulous savings. All of the things that are sold at MyPillow.com are 100% made in America. So help the folks out that are there. Let's get everybody back into the fold, if you will, at MyPillow.com. Buy to your heart's content and use the promo code DM.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that is one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive, and especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself, and get. Guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering. Their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy to prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. According to a recent poll at Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters.
The survey found that a significant number of voters perceive the issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. Registered Republicans are particularly adamant, with 91% regarding it as a very serious issue, while 58% of independents and 41% of Democrats share this sentiment.
A hydrogen peroxide mouthwash brand is undergoing recall due to concerns about child poisoning risks. The Consumer Protection Safety Commission is highlighting that the packaging of Heritage Store hydrogen peroxide mouthwash lacks child-resistant features. Those are necessary for products containing a specific ethanol concentration. LeBron James is the first NBA player to score 40,000 regular season points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, who says if your health's important to you, check out the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Now, good day, sir. I say good day. Now good day.
Good day.
Good day.
I said good day.
These phony baloney. These scripted comedies supposedly that have laugh tracks as opposed to when shows like All in the Family had the audience in the real, what you really heard was the laughing of the audience in, you
that
know,
was
in sync
that
with
Saturday
what was funny.
They filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Did that sound real to you, those laughs?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Hmm. Sound like, we are again. It was Ashton Kutcher in that?
Yes.
I'm trying to remember what the show was. Okay.
Right. Yeah, Mila Kunis.
I something about him and the two of them together that we were talking about Courtney B. Vance and his wife Angela Bassett and how they raised children. There's something about those two together that really feels good. It's like they always have a good time and they just seem to always be kind of, I don't know, just kind of a cool thing. They've evolved through their own exploration of life, right? When you think about it, how they got together, they were friends, and then there was friends with benefits, and then they decided they loved each other, and they decided they lived together.
Which was kind of ironic, because they both had films of those storylines, the friends with benefits storyline.
Yeah.
Both of them had films that... out about the same time. So you would have thought that when they ventured down that road in real life, they already knew what the ending was going to be.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of cute, though. All right, I was thinking about animals, and I've had a lot of... this winter has been tough on... I've lost 7 or 8 cows because of the way the weather changed as quickly as it did. The cows like cold air, and they do well in it as long as they aren't wet. And sometimes it's hard to move the cows around. We have shelter for them. They have feedlots, and they have barns to go into and stuff. But sometimes they don't know enough to get in out of the rain, literally. And so we've had that sort of stuff. When you think about evolution, you're just mentioning something about how we evolve, and animals evolve by eating. They spend their day looking for food. That's what they do. That's how they care for themselves. They have, I was at a farm yesterday, the fellow who had an Ashier cow who lost, the cow lost its calf. Calf died because of what I was just talking about. And so the mother has been kind of lost, literally looking for her calf. Can't find it because the calf's dead. So I said to this fellow who's a good kid, he raises cows, I've kept some of them at my farm, I'll take the cow. We'll milk her out. We'll get her used to being around the other cows, and maybe we'll make her a nurse cow. But that's, that's the two things that beings do. They look for, whether it's animals, we're animals. We are animals. We look for food. We look for a way to survive, create some kind of a home, and we want to protect our offspring. That's our purpose in life. That's what gives us meaning, or at least partially, and in my mind, we make choices that are either caring. The parents of children who go down the wrong street haven't made good decisions, in my mind. If you have made the decision, maybe you haven't. Somebody gets pregnant and, you do it, quote unquote, by accident. There's no accident. You could have prevented that pregnancy. You just weren't thinking. You were doing, but you weren't thinking. Go ahead. What'd you say, Jay?
What about rape?
Well, that's part of it. I mean, I'm talking about the male is making a choice, going after a woman and not thinking about the consequences. And that's what I'm saying here. That's one of many examples of people getting together. It's a dire example. The woman hasn't made that choice, but the man has, and he could have made a decision not to do what he did. I don't want to necessarily belabor this, but I was just thinking about how we explore our lives, how we explore our villages where we live, our homes where we are always exploring, looking for something new. That's why people go to yard sales, because they're looking for something new, right? They have the things in their house, but they don't like some of the things. And my sister's a perfect example of that. She'll clean out. She has more stuff than any three people I know. And she cleans it out every once in a while. She brings it to a secondhand shop to sell because she's tired of it, and she buys new stuff. Or she buys other stuff, not necessarily new. Pictures and lamps and couches and stuff like that. Sometimes that's what satisfies us. We like to change, and I guess it depends on what's going on in your life. I have the same, I know this won't surprise you, Jay. I have a lot of the same clothing that I've had for decades. I have a lot of the same furniture that I've moved from one house to another.
And it's not broke, don't fix it, right?
Yeah, thank you. Right. All right, speaking of that, let's bring James in on this conversation because his English is broken, and it's National Grammar Day. You got to fix that. And I've let my inner nerd take over here, James, for a moment. Day was established back in 2008 by Martha Brockenborough, the founder of the Society for the Promotion of Good Grammar. Who knew? that there was a society for the promotion of good grammar.
Mm.
So the motto today is, it's not only a date, it's an imperative. March 4th, to speak well and write well and help others do the same.
Ain't that the truth?
It is the truth.
Sorry, I cracked myself.
Couldn't resist. I know, you couldn't resist.
I couldn't.
No, I know you couldn't. This goes back to the age of grammar, being grammarians. I know I tease you a lot about this.
Of course.
It just is stuck in my craw because I was an English and speech teacher for 4 years in a middle school, and I taught at the college level for a while, and basically I was a grammarian and a phonics person and structure of sentences person and how do words take on certain meanings person, thinking about what you said, thinking about what you were saying and how you were saying it. And so we now have this, we have a day promoted and wrapped around modern grammar, which is something that I resist because I think a lot of the modern grammar is I was about to use the S word.
You think it's crap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is crap.
I do feel like I was set up for failure whenever I got hired on with y'all. Because, I am part of this new generation where we use grammar to, you know, traditionally shorten sentences or use different ways to say things.
That's because you have a device that allows you to do that. That's what encourages. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily that you're sloppy by birth, but you've been encouraged to be sloppy by having these damn devices that allow you to no punctuation, no capitalization, no sentence structure, nothing.
I want to say, over text, over email, you've received my emails. I am very grammatically correct over emails. I will say that, you know. So I've gotten that English major down. But on top of the fact, I am from Texas, and people in Texas, most people, or at least where I grew up, we tend to string words together. We talk very fast, and, you know, we say things instead of, I'm about to do something, I'm fixing to do something.
I'm fixing.
Drop the G with the apostrophe.
Uh-huh. Those are colloquial expressions.
Exactly.
Drop the G.
Exactly.
Colloquial.
I think, however, since being brought on with you guys, my English and grammar has gotten better. I will say that.
No, that's good. Well, be happy.
You may say otherwise.
Jay and I will be happy to take credit for that.
Okay, good.
It's good. We're bringing
you
to
James,
sort of
you're not alone. When I first joined, Doug was the same way with me. I still break into a cold sweat if I'm saying a sentence and I realize I'm about to end in a preposition and I try to, like, reroute my brain to say a couple more words so I don't end in a preposition.
I said me and Doug and not Doug and I.
Me and, yeah, right. So you can have this conversation with Jennifer the next time she's here, too.
Yes.
Because she feels the same way. And her father used to tease me. Her father and I are great friends. That's how Jennifer and I got together, because same as with you, Jay, your father and I are great friends. And so we bring these folks. You and Jen have so much in common in terms of how you relate to me. As a matter of fact, Mike, your father, both Mikes, by the way.
They're both
Jennifer's
Mikes.
Father is Mike and your father is Mike. Mm-hmm. Your father has never said anything to me about the earlier days of how we were together. Mike Horn, however, has said plenty about what went on. It wasn't critical. It was just kind of fun, acknowledging his daughter. But she is very conscious. Jennifer is one of those people who is one of the rare people. I don't say this about you. This is not about you, Jay. Jennifer thinks pretty much about everything she says before she says it. It's part of her upbringing. She's very polished when it comes to what comes out of her mouth is what she wants to come out of her mouth, rather than guys like
she's
me who just
eloquent.
Keep blabbering on. Yeah, she is. Yep. All right, let's be eloquent about Omaha Steaks for a moment or two. This is really a great time to discover all the new stuff and to take advantage of what they've had and been successful with over the years. Because right now, the semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks, get 50% off, that's half price, all across the site. All of these great, wonderful, oh my God, some of the stuff. I have experienced because I'm not a meat eater necessarily. I'm not a hot dog eater. Really, they have things in there, though, for everybody. You'll find some great fish in there as well. So if you want something that's gourmet and that is something your family will love, 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 you're now able to order whatever this gift package is available. Just go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale and get 50% off. See what they have to offer them. It's a great brochure, actually. You can get it online, omahasteaks.com. And have the there. You'll see that there are a lot of personal experiences that people will tell you about there at omahasteaks.com. omahasteaks.com/Doug. 50% off everything when you use Doug in that context, if you will. All right, speaking of context, here we go again. We're not even through the winter yet. We have spring coming, and let's see, it was 21. So a week and a half, right? Am I right? Week and a half. Today's, no, 2.5 weeks. Today's the fourth. Okay. So here are the first hurricane warning, the first hurricane forecast. These guys are the biggest boobs. I mean, this is, it's just all scare. Fear and scare. Here's the headline. You ready, Jay? The headline. Right. Here it is. Hurricane season forecast looking grim. This is about El Nino fading, and it could give way to La Nina. They don't know that. This is just bunk. This is complete BS. They are so grabbing their butts in a snowstorm, they don't know what they're talking about. So if you see this stuff about the hurricane season, flush it down the toilet. It's, how about that? 48 after the hour.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684, and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No, no, no. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your 2 free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Saying the name of this group, right, Jay? Bananarama. Bananarama. I'm having a Bananarama for dessert. Let's have a Bananarama for breakfast.
Bananarama. I never realized how much they sound like Ace of Base.
Yeah, all right, crank this up for a minute. Listen. This came from one of Chuck's favorite movies, right? What would a week be like if we didn't get to talk about the remake of Ralph Macchio's Beard or whatever it is that's on his mind today?
Karate Kid, Doug. Karate Kid.
I know, right? He didn't have a beard.
I got a couple stories on my head, so let me just...
Have you?
Now, that Bananarama, I'll give you a quick story. My daughter, we love the Karate Kid, right?
Right.
So she puts on music videos at the store at my shop, and... A couple of weeks ago, she put on this video, Bananarama, Cruel Cruel Summer, which was a song played in the Karate Kid. When you look, the history of music video, before MTV, music videos first popped up, this is off the top of my head, on Friday night videos. It was Friday night, ABC, 11:30 at night. They used to do for a half hour show music videos, which was something completely different at the time. And this video, when you look at it today, It was very popular, but production-wise, it looks like they shot it for about $1.98. Like there was it was basically a handheld camera. No money, but you know that was the cool part of it. You know, you didn't need crazy high production values to do something entertaining back in the day. But you know, it's almost hard to believe because I also on my shop I play the Karate Kid a lot. And people are, like, just tuned in. Like, it's such a great film. But it's hard to believe it's 40 years old, but when you watch it, it feels like it was shot yesterday.
Yeah,
that is a,
right.
It's just timeless. But we play that, we're playing that song because Joshua Jackson, who was on Dawson's Creek, and he just did a great stint on, Peacock's Dr. Death season one. I thought he was really, really good in that. Has been signed on as a major cast member in the new Karate Kid movie, which is going to star Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan. It's going to be interesting because, you know, when you take Top Gun, you do a movie from a movie. This is a movie to a TV, a very successful streaming series, Cobra Kai, back into a movie. So it's, that's going to be interesting. The plot line's very secretive, so I have no idea what it's about. But I'll watch.
Speaking of plot line, there's a lot of buzz. Sydney Sweeney was the host of Sydney.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay, let's talk about that. Go ahead.
I thought, okay, here's the thing.
It was cute.
She did a skit on SNL, a Hooters skit, right?
Right.
Which,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, people have their own opinion. It's not usually stuff you do for a long-lasting career. I mean, I don't think Margot Robbie would have did that skit. I know people saw it, but
I
don't know.
I think I think Sydney Sweeney is to the point where she may almost be, as in the last year or two or three, she's almost bulletproof. And the fact that all the stuff that she, the reason they played up that she was having an affair with Glenn Powell, the co-star, and
oh, they're having fun with that. I get that.
Was
I get
exactly
that stuff.
Right. That was what it was all about.
I get that stuff.
She's very. I didn't know who she was.
She's property in the business right now.
Yeah, well, she's good. She's very likable, I think. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I said, and you agree with this, it's very hard to fake chemistry with actors. They're actors, but the real chemistry, and you could tell these two had chemistry.
Oh, no, listen, if you go back to the Julia Roberts Nick Nolte movie, that's non-chemistry. Back
they had
the
no chemistry.
So, I love trouble.
Exactly.
So these stars who are on screen have a zero chemistry. And then his actors have really good chemistry. I agree with you. In this case, she had really good chemistry with Glenn Powell. I just think, you know, there's two roads to go down. You either go down one or the other. She's going down both. She embraces her hotness. Let's put it that way. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But you're going to get serious roles doing that. So I don't know. I just sound interesting.
You get a paycheck. All right. How'd the box office totals turn out this weekend?
Big one. Dune 2. No surprise, great reviews, $81 million over the weekend domestically, $97 million overseas, so almost $180 million opening weekend worldwide. Again, you know, people go to the movies for big movies. It's the other stuff. I'll give you an example, Ordinary Angels with Hilary Swank. I interviewed her Friday. I thought she was a terrific person, but I saw the movie, and the movie was terrific. And yet it's only done
$12
million in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I can't find a seat to see it. I tried a couple times this weekend.
Well, okay.
All right, I'll find this time. Yeah, it's a good movie, I think, from all I hear. Chucker, you're a good man. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Doug.
59 past the hour here on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.